It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. Anyway, so much for all that introduction stuff. Dallas, Texas has already gone and stepped up on the law of no car insurance. In Dallas, Texas, right now, when they pull you over, and if you have no car insurance, the car will be impounded on the spot. The patrol car will take you to the nearest bus stop, and you catch the bus to wherever you're going. And to bail the car out, you have to show proof of insurance, pay for the toll, pay for the penalty, which comes out to something like $500-$600. So, from what I understand, Hawaii also has a law that any unregistered vehicle will be towed on the spot. So, how come we're not doing it and the other states are? Just think, if the governor needs money, there it is, sitting on the on the streets. And if you take off even only 100,000 vehicles that are illegally going down the road, there'd be no traffic. Think about that. You know, instead of spending billions of dollars for a rail system, which I know nobody's going to ride, everybody's thinking the next person's going to ride it, not me. Well, that's what everybody's going to think. Okay, but so much for that. Anyway, if you have a question or whatever, give us a call at 808-296-5467. We're back in the old studio again. Okay? Anyway, as far as using oil for gasoline, you know, oil is the worst thing we can use for gasoline because it's contaminating, it pollutes the air, but most of all, did anybody ever think about when Heavenly Father made and created the earth? It was a well-balanced planet. Pulling oil out of certain sections of the earth and burning it, not replacing it with something else, don't you think the earth is going to be out of balance, like a wheel? Did anybody ever think about that? That's a lot of weight that they're taking out from that portion of the earth. So, more so, using ethanol is the way to go. Okay? I've said many times on the radio, do not change a flat tire on the highway. Those of you remember that? Do not change a flat tire on the side of a highway. Well, didn't we have an accident where a guy died trying to change his flat tire? A motorcycle lost control and hit him and killed him? Folks, the tire is cheaper than a life. The guy was lucky he died. What if he was crippled and paralyzed from the neck down? What a life to live. So, is it worth it? Do not change flat tires on the side of the highway, drive to a surface street someplace where it's not heavy traffic, or into a parking lot. Then attempt to change the flat tire, if you have to do that. Better thing to do is call AAA and let them change it. Okay? We used to recommend a fix-a-flat, but that company has gone out of business. No one's buying their product. It was a good product, but that's how it goes. Okay? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. And I know a lot of you see capable people parking in handicap zones. They have handicap sticker and they park in a handicap parking and they're walking away normal. They're not handicapped. My youngest daughter Holly said, "Look, Dad, that guy is not handicapped." I said, "Yeah, sweetie, he might be mentally handicapped." Oh, that's another story. Anyway, that's what people are doing, and you know that's not right. Okay? So anyway, I'd like to thank this person, Wendell Kwan, and his crew for putting on this Nifty 50s bash. If you've never been to it, it is awesome. And those of you that registered for this year, lucky you. It's awesome. I've gone to two already, and it is fantastic. For those of you out there that grew up, or graduated rather, in the 50s and the 60s, it is an awesome era. Awesome. And that time of history will never repeat itself. There'll never be a day like the 50s and 60s. Those of you that lived that era, you know. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. The only gas that I now recommend is Tesoro. Tesoro Premium is the gas to use, people. Excellent gas. Okay? Go try it out. If you haven't tried it, go check it out. Anyway. Wanda, you ready with the trivia? Are you running the same trivia?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We're going to repeat it.
In 1930s, a publication listed Honolulu's 20 worst intersections. Which one was rated number one?
Number one as being the worst, the most dangerous, okay?
And or the one that had, they rated it, I guess, by the one that had the most accidents.
Okay. And the prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center has moved. They are now on Kapi'olani Boulevard, two doors down from McKinley Car Wash towards Waikiki. It's a nice big store and lots of parking. Go check it out. Their Degreaser 2000 is fantastic. Most universal cleaner and really, really good. Try it out. They also have another cleaner called Zany Clean. In fact, they have lots of cleaning stuff. Go check them out. Crestec Cleaning Center. Okay? On Kapi'olani Boulevard. Anyway. If you have a question on anything that we're talking about, give us a call at 808-296-5467. And one of the reasons, one of the reasons I don't recommend changing flat tires is how many of you know without the benefit of the doubt, without a doubt, that your spare tire has air? How many of you know that? Well, my son Todd has come across, out of 10 vehicles, 9 out of 10, the spare tire was flat. So, why are you changing the flat tire for? Anyway, let's go to calls.
We have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Christian. Aloha.
Hey, how's it going?
Tristan.
How's the weather there?
Well, it's not bad. We're getting the change of seasons, but it's not too bad. Today was 23 degrees there, Celsius, right? So, I mean, maybe
yeah.
It's 65 or 70 Fahrenheit. So mm-hmm. It's not bad for fall, but I had a question.
Okay.
I know you're very highly of Optima batteries.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's two kinds. There's like the yellow top and the red top.
Mm-hmm.
What you had mentioned regarding voltages and whatnot, is it from the red top or the yellow top?
It's from the red top. The red top has higher amperage.
Okay, it was the amperage, okay.
Yeah.
Because I see for my vehicle, for my 2001 Toyota Corolla, they have a battery here, which is the red top, part number 35. The cold cranking amps, the CCA is 720, and the crank amps are 910.
Yeah.
You had mentioned
it's conservatively rated. If you have an amp gauge and check it out, it's well over 1,000.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Because I know you were saying that over 1,000 is like the best.
Oh, yes.
So this being at 910 for like the CA?
It is or underrated.
Okay, it is underrated. So this one would be perfect. I wouldn't have to get a bigger battery.
No.
And you're saying I should see also an increase in mileage, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because right now I believe I have the OEM. I believe it's OEM from 01 because I'm the second owner.
Oh my God, that's no good.
I mean, it started even in the cold days, but it's having a bit of a tough time.
Yeah,
but,
it'll start. See, the starter works on amps and volts, but you can't see too much difference with a factory battery. But once you put the Optima in, the red top, you'll see how much faster the starter will start and see how much better gas mileage you get.
Okay. Because, yeah, this is a very weak battery what I have, and eventually I'm going to have to change it, but I found some good prices on the Optimas, but I know that a lot of people even swear, not even for cars, but like for the audio setups, they use Optima batteries, which is...
Yeah, because they want the amps.
Yeah, exactly. From what you speak about this battery, it's phenomenal. But mm-hmm. I'm going to try getting one. I know in the U.S. they're cheaper here. They're about $300. They're about $180 in, like, Vermont. So I'll try getting one, and I guess I'll give you the results on my end when I get it.
Hey, sounds good.
Okay, thanks a lot, George.
Aloha.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Mike from IEA.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, George. I have a 2000 Suzuki Grand Vitara and it's leaking engine oil by the crankshaft housing.
Mm.
Is there any additives that I can put in the oils?
Oh, yeah. Go get AT, that's Able Tom, 205.
And where can I pick this up?
Oh, that's $1 million question. You got to go call up and ask.
Yeah.
AT205, put the whole bottle in, but make sure you got clean oil. Because it'll take about 500 miles for that oil leak to stop.
Oh, so I have to change oil then put that in at the same time?
Yeah, because you don't want to drain it all out again soon.
Oh, okay. And how many bottles do I have to put in?
Only one.
Or just one?
Yep.
Okay. And who make this AT205?
That's the company name.
Oh.
AT.
I guess I gotta find who carried this item.
Yeah, you just call the parts stores.
What about Crestec?
Crestec might have it, yeah. Call them.
Oh, Crestec.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, George, I'll like try the trivia.
Okay.
Battle and Hotel Street.
Call us back and try again.
I knew she was gonna say that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha, George.
Okay. Aloha.
Okay, we have Tom from Waipio.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, George. First, I'd like to try for the trivia. Vineyard and Liliha.
Vineyard and Liliha?
Yeah.
You got to remember, this is back in the 1930s, you know.
Yeah, wasn't Vineyard still there, or was it called by a different name?
The Vineyard wasn't there.
Vineyard wasn't there.
You want to try again?
Okay. That's okay. Well, either that or the the one down below is King and Lizzy.
Yeah, somebody said that, and she told him, go back again.
Okay, well, I got a question for you now, George.
Okay.
Okay, you know, since you're talking about that Optima battery,
mm-hmm.
That's supposed to be gel packed, right? Some kind of gel. So my question is, does it produce like gas? Like, you know, it's not vented, right? So
it is.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
So it does produce gas.
I don't see any gas.
So you cannot mount it in the like driver's compartment. Say, you know, you got a race car, you want to put it in the driver's.
I wouldn't put any battery in the driver's compartment because the simple reason is batteries are known to explode like a bomb.
Oh, okay.
Well, you don't want it there.
Okay, that's a good reason.
Okay.
But you can, have you ever noticed, they say those can be mounted even upside down. Has there, you know, anybody that ever mounted it upside down? And,
yeah.
And it works, it doesn't leak or anything?
Oh, yeah, don't leak. There's nothing to leak out.
Okay. So mounting it sideways shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, it's excellent for boats.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I guess that takes care of all my questions for this week.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, George.
Thanks, aloha.
Okay, aloha.
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, George. George, you know, at the beginning of the show, you were talking about the 50s and the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say publicly that I so enjoyed growing up on Oahu during the 60s. Those were my high school years. And it was so beautiful, George, because when we had, you know, when I had a hot girlfriend, which was most of the time, luckily, the first one I learned was going to Diamond Head to watch the submarine races.
They had submarines back then.
Yeah, they sure did. And that was the first thing your date would always say. Well, how are we supposed to see a submarine? Of course, they, you know, the girls usually knew, yeah. It's just so cute. You know, it's just so sweet when I think back because there were such innocent days.
Yep.
The police officers were always so nice, George, because, you know, this whole southeast end of the island that I grew up on was, there were whole parts, like all the way out to Portlock Point, some of the ridges,
mm-hmm.
Before they built the houses, they had to put the road in.
Mm-hmm.
There was no gate. There was no security guards. The mm-hmm. cops never, ever went up there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was only a few cops along this end of Kalani Aniole Highway anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we could just go drive up anywhere and, you know, sit and get to know each other as boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, right.
And I was thinking... It's a family-oriented show. So
yeah, right.
I'm just going to keep it, you know.
Yeah, okay.
But, George, I was thinking, yeah, man, that, you know, and even then, God, the police officers were always so nice. I mean, even if they did come along, you know, what you guys doing? Oh, we were just hanging out. Oh, okay, stay out of trouble. And, you know, they just... Like now, you know, they're ready to pull you out of the car. And
yeah, they're perverts.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so just recalling
my good old days.
The beautiful days of my youth. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that for the kids nowadays, George, even
they missed
without,
it.
Without the racetrack and everything, yep. God, I no wonder the kids are
sad. Yeah.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? QCase has the perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, QCase truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at QCakesHawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kalmorlie Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're back rolling again then. How's Rolling Bob?
Aloha, George. Rolling Bob, doing great here. Just sitting here trying to find, I heard on the radio the other day and almost drove off the road, they spend $200,000 to clear out the homeless under Nimitz Highway.
That's right.
And they do that every 6 months, so it's $400,000 per year.
Crazy.
For 95 people.
That's crazy.
You could give them the money and put them in a hotel for that much and save money. Oh, I tell you. And the road's horrible, but that's where they're spending the money. I just don't know.
Well, they got to spend the money someplace.
Well, why don't they try fixing the road? Just.
No, well, I got a better idea.
What's that?
Try spending with us.
Yeah, they could give me, you know what, for $400,000, I'll keep the homeless people out of there the rest of their my life. Because I'll get under there with a shotgun. And anybody comes under, I'm shooting. Okay, I know. There I am. I'm going to get some more homeless hate mail, so I'm getting out of here.
Okay.
So, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay.
We have Lillian from Mo'ili'ili.
Okay.
Hi, Mr. Nita.
Hi.
Hi. I took my lady friend, and we put that ethanol in.
Mm-hmm.
And then she asked, where is the other half of the gasoline or whatever she's going to add on.
Mm-hmm.
So you suggested that, Paloma?
Tesoro.
Tesoro, yeah. We went there and then she put it in and we were driving out and then she said, wow, the car feels good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she enjoyed it. And this morning she took her mom to a shopping.
Mm.
And even the mom noticed that, oh, she said, the car is so smooth, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
So they're really enjoying it.
Good.
Okay, Nita-san, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have Bernadette from Waianae.
Hi, Bernadette.
Hi. Hi, my question is, I have an 87 Chevrolet, and I want to know what kind of gas put in it. I heard people saying Tesoro is good, so mm-hmm. I was wondering if that is a good gas to put in my car.
Right now, I would recommend, that's the only gas that I would recommend using is the Tesoro Premium.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Premium.
All right.
Okay.
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 Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay. Everybody's giving up on your trivia, I guess. They don't want to be told, call us back and try again.
I'll give you a hint. It was a publication in 1937.
1937. Okay. You got to remember, back then, I don't think there was any highways. I think the only streets on Oahu was two lanes. One go, one come. That's it. So you got a picture back then. Okay,
And I don't believe there was any stop signs, and I don't believe there was any traffic lights. Okay? For the longest time, Kauai had only one traffic light. Because everybody there are courteous. Okay? So anyway, think about it. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. And the prize is good, donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. He's got some good stuff. Go check that place out. Okay, who's next?
We have Len from Makiki.
Hi, Len.
Yeah, I can remember those cops that were really nice.
Mm-hmm.
The trouble is, if they really caught you, they'd throw you in a chutzpah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to try, for the last couple of weeks, the trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Was it now known as Pualoa Road and Cam and Nimitz Highway, but at the time I think it was Lagoon Drive and Cam Highway?
Call us back and try again.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
It's a hard one. You gotta go back and picture the intersections with no traffic light. Which one would be a killer? Okay? I know a lot of people think it's Dillingham and King, but if you know way back, two lanes, it wasn't that wide, and King and Dillingham was like every other intersection, just a regular intersection. Okay, don't picture it as it is today. Try and picture it as back in the 30s. Okay, of course, back in the 30s, the fastest car was only 35 miles an hour. So you go figure that. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? If you have a question or whatever, you know, call us and we'll try to help you. But my recommendation for this week is do not change flat tires on the highway. Highway means freeways or like Vineyard, Dillingham Boulevard and stuff like that. Surface streets like what's a good surface street? Kaumoli'i, Young Street, small little streets. But to be safe, don't change it. Get AAA or somebody else to change it, or drive to a tire shop. Cheaper to buy a tire than to be crippled or injured in the hospital. Trust me, a lot less pain. Okay? 808-296-5467. Okay, so take a chance at the trivia. If you want to go to a dinner and nice place to eat, I recommend the Chart House at the Ilikai. Chart House is really nice scenery, good prices, excellent prices on the food. But most of all, the food is just out of this world. Go check it out, the Chart House. Okay, so who do we have on the phone?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, I don't know if somebody guessed yet. Dillingham and King?
Somebody guessed that already.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
We have Leon from Honolulu.
Hi, Leon.
Hi, Ho and South King.
Where?
Punahou and South King.
Call us back and try again.
Just go down the line, folks. You're bound to hit it. You know, she won't give you any hints other than the 30s. Okay? So, Crestec Cleaning Center has moved, and they're on Kapi'olani Boulevard, two doors down towards Waikiki from McKinley Car Wash. Okay, who's next?
We have Phil from Macaulay.
Who?
Phil.
Phil. Hi, Phil.
Hi. Emma and school.
Queen Emma and school.
Two street.
Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
Okay. So, anyway, 808-296-5467. Folks, you have to check your motor oil. Lots and lots of people are not checking the motor oil and running around with only 1 or 2 quarts in the engine. Check your motor oil. Check the level. You know, it should be checked every time you fill, but people so busy, they don't have time to check. Good thing they're not flying airplanes. Look at that guy that crashed in the ocean. He couldn't make it. Ran out of fuel. I'll tell you something, folks. If he had been on ethanol, he would have made it in the shade, easy, no sweat. Ethanol does give you more mileage, especially if you're running 100%. Not that E85 stuff, but 100% will give you excellent gas mileage. So how come America, the greatest country in the world, is not on ethanol 100%? A third world country, like Brazil, is on 100% ethanol. What's up with that? You tell me. Something's wrong with that picture. We need to get on 100% ethanol. Now, if you ask me, why does it give excellent gas mileage? I don't know. Because normally on an old car, for instance, let's give you a 65 Mustang. If you changed over to 100% ethanol, you would have to open the carburetor jets, the metering jets, the meter gas. You have to open it up about 8 sizes bigger. Even with going 8 sizes bigger, theoretically feeding more fuel into the engine, it gives you 3 times better gas mileage. Now you go figure. I don't know. That I don't know. I cannot comprehend that one. Because the bigger, the more fuel. Common sense. It don't work like that with ethanol. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Jane from Nuuanu.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. I want to do the trivia.
Okay.
King and Kalakaua.
Call us back and try again. Thank you.
Yep. Come on, folks. She's having a blast here telling you, call us back and try again. Okay?
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV, and don't know who to trust,
Call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kalmorley E Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and let's go to calls.
Okay, we have Mike from IEA.
Hi, Mike.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, already?
Yep.
A trivia, how's about Ala Moana and Atkinson?
Call us back and try again.
I don't think there was Atkinson in the 1930s.
Oh, another question, George. Autolite XP for my car, the Buick?
Mm-hmm.
Can you use that?
Autolite XP is good.
For my Buick.
It's good.
Good.
Excellent.
Okay. I just checked you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Fred from Kalihi.
Hey, Fred.
Hi. Is it King and Kalihi?
King and Kalihi?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hello?
Hello, George.
Hi.
Glad you got your old phone number back.
Yeah.
How's about Punch Bowl and Ala Moana?
Call us back and try again.
Oh, I thought those sailors out there didn't know how to drive way back then. Okay.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Okay, who's next?
We have Jane from Nuuanu.
Hi, Jane.
Hi there. I'm going to try again.
Okay.
King and Makale.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Okay, we have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Kalakaua and Makale.
Kalakaua and Makale. Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Okay, who's next?
We have Tom from Kalihi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. I'm guessing Libby Street and Dillingham Boulevard.
Libby, call us back and try again. Thank you.
Okay, I tell you. Odd one, yeah? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. The reason I recommend the Optima battery, it's because it has higher amps. It's the highest amps right now on the market. High amps, folks, will save you gas. It actually saves gas because the amps is what make bigger spark at the spark plug. Okay? And the bigger spark you have at the spark plug, the more complete burn of the gas. Okay? And talking about gas, the only gas I recommend is Tesoro. If you haven't tried the Tesoro Premium, the 92, go try it. Fantastic. The Tesoro Premium, the 92 octane, is only 20 cents more than the regular, but it gives you far more mileage than the regular. Gotta remember, the key to gas mileage is octane. Why do you think they dropped it in 75? 1975, the oil companies dropped the octane because they didn't want you to get the gas mileage. Common sense. All about money. Okay, who's next?
We have Len from Makiki.
Hi, Len.
I'm going to think way back. This would be New Wanu Pali Road at the Pali Lookout.
No, as, this is an intersection.
Would, as cars would come up the Pali, the wind would knock them over.
call us back and try again.
It's an intersection, folks. You know where two streets cross each other?
Okay, we got Leon from Honolulu.
Hey, Leon.
Call Ranking.
Call us back and try again. Okay, we got your favorite friend, Damien Farias.
Hey, Damien.
Hey, George, how's it going?
Oh, not too bad. How's the dinosaur doing today?
Okay. You were talking earlier about the Texas thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see that they just had a news announcement a couple of days ago about government made a new contract, put $2 million in the free toll on the highways?
No.
Yeah. $2 million came in. I think the county is putting up $200,000 and they're supposed to get $800,000 from the federal government. And the big thing they said on TV was, and it's free.
Free?
Yeah, the toll, you know, the towing and the free gas and all that stuff, it's all free.
It's not free. We're paying for it.
That's why I called. I knew you would comment on it.
Yeah.
They say it's free, but it's not free. We're paying for the day.
That's right. Where did you get the word free from?
I don't know. That was on the news a couple of nights ago. Anybody was paying attention to the news.
You better call the news people and tell them the information is wrong.
No, I don't know if it was the news people that said it or the government people that they were interviewing.
Must be the government people because they make mistakes like that.
Yeah. Now, going back to that thing in Texas,
mm-hmm.
What if we implemented or used these free towing when the person is stopped on the side of the road, no more gas? My thought is if somebody don't have enough sense to check the gas gauge before they get on the highway, or they're running around without gas in their car, knowing that they're going to get free gas or a free handout, these same people might be the ones that don't have a valid
safety insurance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did anybody ask him if he had insurance?
Well, that's the thing I'm getting at. Maybe they should ask before they get the service, let me see your no-fault card, or let me check if it's current, and then if not, call the cops to have it picked up and towed away.
Yeah.
I mean, see, they could do the work for the police department.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Mercado Kim said, we don't have enough manpower, so utilize the tow trucks.
That's right.
And it's just going back, you know this trivia thing? Maybe that's a tough one. Maybe you should give everybody the education and give them the answer and come up with a new trivia. I tell you what, I did some math on this.
Yeah?
To have a license to be driving in the 30s, the person would have to have been born around 1914,
mm-hmm.
between 1914 and 1918, mm-hmm. or 19. Oh, and how many of those
were still living?
Who were still living, or there were so many immigrants back then.
Mm-hmm.
If they could even read English, and if the publication was in the paper, it was a small paper and it was small print. I looked at some of the old publications.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, some of these people that answering, they're getting some of the intersections, but it's not as they're not getting the number one.
Yeah, because back in those days, I don't think they had too many roads.
No.
And then there's more intersecting roads now at that particular location. You're probably asking.
Exactly.
So it's. They're coming up with more roads than actually was involved at the time.
That's what makes it hard.
Yeah, that's what makes it hard.
Hey, so, that's right. All these people that has computer and Googling stuff, I have to throw them a curveball once in a while.
Yeah, because I don't think they're going to find it. I don't think they're going
to
find it.
Why, you tried to look for it?
Oh, yeah, I tried Google. I tried all of them. But they have all kinds of stuff in there, but nothing. So, yeah, good luck. I bet it's going to have to be a lucky guess. And if the person that gets the right answer is honest, he'll tell you, yeah, I just went guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, David.
Okay, have a nice day.
Aloha. Okay.
Okay, we have Harry from Kaneohe.
Hey, hello. Harry.
Am I on?
Yes, sir.
I want to prove the last guy wrong.
Okay.
Plus, I have a question to boot. Hey, the answer is King and Punahou.
Somebody said that already.
Oh, really? Because on the computer it says Astounding Honolulu Magazine February 2010, said the military began a huge project to build a giant fuel storage tank at the most dangerous intersection in Honolulu with the King and Punahou.
No, this is the 1930s.
Yeah, I don't know. It says 1940 here.
No, 30.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, my question is, I have a 2002 Subaru, and I only have 15,000 miles on it, and the tires are 9 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
How long can I use these tires?
You can use it indefinitely as long as you coat the outside walls, the walls, not the thread,
okay,
with silicone.
Oh, silicone.
Yes.
And if I let it go, what happens?
It cracks.
It cracks. So you got to look for cracks then, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you have cracks, the tire is history.
Oh,
put them
okay.
down.
Yeah. Well, sorry I couldn't prove the last guy wrong. Okay, George. Thanks.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, let's go, guys. Get the answer. 808-296-5467.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my phone. Okay, we're back rolling again, and the other thing I wanted to bring out to your attention is the tax on your registration fee is way too high, and it's going to go higher next year. So if you think it's high now, wait till next year. You know, where is the limit, folks? Where does it stop? Where does it go before any of you say something or do anything? Does it have to go to $1,000 a car per year before you say something? Why is it that only in Hawaii people don't say anything? Is it the old thinking of no say nothing because you're going to get in trouble? Is that it? Anyway, we have to do something because this is ridiculous. And they're saying that the electric cars don't have to pay a registration fee. What's up with that? And what about those little cars? What they call that? The Promise or the small little car?
It's the smart car.
Smart crazy. It's dumb. Did you see one get smashed?
Mm-mm.
You did. It got rear-ended and it was so light it got smashed into the front car and the occupants in the car was dead. It crushed like a piece of paper. So safety is number one, folks. Number one. Nothing, anything else. Safety. Okay? Because a life is more valuable than a dumb car. It's not a smart car. It's a dumb car. Okay? So give us a call at 808-296-5467. And please, folks, get the answer for that trivia. You know, it's kind of tiring to see one the snickering over there that nobody can get the answer. Anyway, I know it's a hard one, but take a guess. Okay, let's go to the next call.
The answer is a guess you haven't guessed yet. Okay, we have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay.
You know, there's a big demonstration going on now against the banks and all that. OccupyTogether.org is the website, and it's at Bethel and King, I think, today. It started at 12. So anyway, people are starting to get really angry, and maybe we can get the registrations in on that or somehow, too, local government on the protest.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I have a question. I have an older Toyota with a 2000cc engine, and I got an oil leak, and I'm having a hard time finding out where it's coming from. I do seem to notice some oil leaking around the distributor side of the end of the engine.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a place where there's much leaks and stuff happening? Or?
Well, on the older cars, the rubber seals tend to shrink up and starts leaking. So I would recommend put a bottle of AT-205 in the oil.
Okay.
AT-205 is an excellent rubber rejuvenator.
Okay, I'll give that a try, and I'll give your trivia a try also.
Mm-hmm.
Hotel in Fort Street.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, we have Billy from Waimanalo.
Hey, Billy. Hello.
Billy.
Hey.
Yeah, I don't guess. No one know I'm Baratania.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Okay.
We have Jane from Aina Haina.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, George.
Hi.
I'd like to know why you made the change in the recommendation for the gas, because I remember last week, if I remember correctly, you said that Shell was, you know, very good with the V-Power.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
Well, I like to recommend a product that is consistent, you know, and, you know, it's hard to recommend something that is not consistent.
Oh, so do you check it?
I test all of the brands of gasoline every week.
So you tested it once again and
yeah,
it failed.
And Tercero is the best.
So I guess that you're talking about consistent performance. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you don't want to go to a pump and just your luck, it's down.
You're so right, because you don't know when they're changing.
You got it.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Aloha. Bye-bye. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Just pick a street, folks, and go down the line on how many whatever intersection it comes across. But the hard part is a lot of streets that you know of today wasn't there in 1930. For instance, the Ala Park was not a park back in the 50s and the 60s. That was all stores and church and stuff like that. You remember? Go think about it. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? Clock's running down. You're running out of time. The prize donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. And he gives away good stuff. And you get to choose the prize that you want. Okay? So, I would pick the Degreaser 2000. It's a fabulous cleaner. Okay? Who's next?
Hey, we have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, George. George, I just wanted to let you know that the Tesoro is the only gas I buy consistently good, yeah?
Yep. I haven't seen it go down once.
That's right. And you know what? It's always a little more less than all of the other gases around.
Mm-hmm.
As far as price.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how high everybody else is going up, there always seem to be more fair price.
Yep. You got it.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. Oh, she was on the phone again. Anyway, if you have a questions, if you have any questions, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Who's next?
We have Jane from Makiki.
Hi, Jane.
Hi there. The accident, the smart car accident, did that happen here in Hawaii?
No, on the mainland.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, you mean the dumb car?
Yeah, where the people got crushed.
Oh, yeah. The, yeah, terrible.
Oh, yes. All right, thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Aloha. Okay, who's
okay,
next?
Okay, we have Vi from Pro City.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, may I ask the question?
Okay.
King and Baritania?
King and Baritania. What make you say King and Baritania? How can King and Baritania meet together?
By Alapa.
You know, I think you have a winner.
You're kidding.
Nope. It wasn't called King and Baritania, though.
Oh.
It was called a different name, but that's a good enough answer.
Oh, my.
Wanda, she's won it.
Okay. It was called the Palama Junction, I believe, right?
Yeah. Oh.
And it was Baritania at North King.
Yeah. That's it.
North King.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just trying to fool you a little by saying, how can King and Baritania meet?
Well, actually, it does meet now, right?
Yeah.
But there has Liliha, you know.
Yeah, right. But...
I don't know.
It used to be a small intersection and was all buildings in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't see anybody coming from Baritania or King, so you got hit.
Uh-huh.
That's why it was the worst one. Hang on and give Wanda your information. Okay.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thanks. We finally got a winner.
Thank you.
Okay. Hang on, and Wanda will get to you. Wow. I think that's our signal. Chaz is trying to chase me out of here. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers that call in and the people that tried for the trivia and didn't get it. There'll always be another one. But until then, take care of each other, drive carefully, and please don't drink and drive.
Hey, before you go off the air, I lost Vi, so she needs to call back.
Oh, okay. Call back, Vi. Okay. Okay, so this is it. I'd like to wish all of you a fantastic weekend. Aloha.